Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Last Dragon, The Revenge of Magic by James Riley. Read by Kirby Hayborn.
1. President Forsyth Fitzgerald,
Fort's father said, pointing at the spots where each word would go above the giant statue of a seated Abraham Lincoln. This should have been a happy moment, seeing his dad again, but knowing what was coming, all Fort could feel was horror.
"We have to get out of here, Dad! Now!"
he yelled. He tried to grab his father, but his hand swept right through his dad's like he was a ghost.
"I feel like we're going to need a larger statue, though,"
his father continued, like he hadn't heard a word Fort said.
"These ceilings are high enough to fit that head of yours, but you're definitely going to require a bigger seat."
"None of that matters," Fort said, wanting to scream in frustration. "If we stay here, you'll be taken again. I need to get you out of here."
But his father ignored him, like he was stuck going through the same motions as the day it had all happened, no matter what Fort did. The other tourists at the Lincoln Memorial didn't seem to hear Fort either as they continued about their visit, unaware of what was about to come.
"You'll do all of that and more,"
his father shouted. And this time, other people did look, just like they had 6 months ago.
"There's no time to be lazy, not with all the amazing things you're going to accomplish. And don't forget that I still want a flying car, so I'll need you to invent that, too."